sounds good, Rick. Yeah, I've got a couple of electronic weather stations that I have. I've got a LaCrosse that I've had most of the time, and that feeds to my weather server in the basement, and then I upload photos of that so I can view that online. That was before Wi-Fi stuff came along. So I've had that for probably 15, 20 years. And then I picked up another little version, electronic version, that is at lower range. So the LaCrosse is up. It's a three-piece system with the wind, the rain, thermometer, all of that. So it's three separate pieces that are mounted in different areas of the property. And then I've got one of the one-piece ones. Don't know what the brand was, but one of those, and that's Wi-Fi goes to the house. That works pretty well, too, although neither one of the rain gauges or that rain gauge is not accurate. It hasn't been calibrated. I just have never got out there to do it. And the one that I have, like I said, the electronic, at least for the rain gauge, is one of the tip bucket ones. And the spiders like to get in it. So I got to go out a couple of times a year, pop the cap off it, and get any of the spider webs. They like to build the spider webs in there, and then it won't tip back and forth. They kind of lock it in place. So that's my problem with that. Don't get birds, get spiders. Back over to you, Jeff.
Yeah, I tell you, it doesn't matter what you do. They always seem to find something. Mine is in the woods. It's a little hard to try to get anything that's accurate as far as the wind part. So you got to stick it somewhere and hope you can get it. So I pretty much get the southwest side wind and stuff. That's usually where everything comes from. But yeah, I know. So it's just a thing. So I'll change tomorrow and we'll have something else. But I got to stop here at Stormy's and pick something on his radio quick, so I'm going to be on the side for a while. So if you guys are here and I get back, that's great. But one of these days, I'm going to remember everybody's call sign. Otherwise, I'll just say, we'll shove it off to you, Rick. This is KCI, and we'll be on the side.
Okay, Jeff. KCI, KCVOA, we'll see you tonight at the club meeting. Yeah, Ron, I've had wind give me fault readings on the temper as well. So I don't know how you're going to go about calibrating that to get it right.
Well, there's instructions out there that came with it to, you know, pour water in it and blah, 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 blah. There's a certain amount, so many ounces, and that you're supposed to pour in as it does this. And then there's screws on the bottom that adjust it, and you do it an eighth of a turn, and you run the sequence and take the measurement, and then you turn if it's off, or you turn it, you know, another quarter or put the other way, the eighth of a turn, blah, you know, doing that. So that's what they're saying to do. It's just getting out in there and do that. I've had it up there for several years, and like I said, my LaCrosse, the wind meter is above the roof line. The rain gauge is at its 4 feet setting, where it said. The rest of the temperature and all that, and the house that I built for it, Stevenson screen, and then the other one's out on a post that's about, it's up maybe 10 foot, so it's more at ground level, so I get wind speed reading up level at 30 feet, and then I've got one in the backyard at about 12 feet, so you'll see some difference between the upper level and the lower level of the property.